Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of the Holy Spirit, that as your scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. So we are continuing in our series of Blessed Are the Peacemakers. And this morning, we have two gospel readings, and I'm going to invite you to remain seated so that you can hear these words. The first comes from the Gospel of Luke from the 12th chapter, starting with verse 13, page 1266 in your pew Bible. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But Jesus said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then Jesus told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all of my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." Thus ends our first scripture reading for the day. Our second comes to us from the Gospel according to Matthew from the 26th chapter, starting with verse 31. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters because of me this night, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go ahead of you to Galilee.' And Peter said to him, 'Though all become deserters because of you, I will never desert you.' And Jesus said to him, 'Truly I tell you, this very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times.' And Peter said to him, 'Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you.' And so said all the disciples." Friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God for it. Pray with me. Gracious and holy God, as we continue in this journey of what it means to be peacemakers, you are calling us to a standard of living that is shaped by your grace and understanding in your will for our lives. In this day, as we continue to reflect upon these critical moments in the last moments of your life, continue to open our hearts to hear what you would need us hear this day. That the words of my mouth and the collective meditations of our hearts will be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So let's situate ourselves a little bit with where we are. So at the beginning of July, we began this journey of Blessed Are the Peacemakers, and Don and Pastor Amy invited us to really think about anxiety and turning it over to God. And then over the past 3 weeks beyond that, now into week four, we're talking about what that anxiety does to us and how we respond in the world. And we talked a little bit about our body's instinctual responses to anxiety, and that's that amygdala. It's that survival piece of our brain that is just focused on trying to keep us alive. And when we are presented with some type of dangerous circumstance that amps up our anxiety, the first two responses is either to fight or flight. Flee. Yeah. Fight or flight. Fight or flee, you know, so that we can get out of that dangerous circumstance, right? But then anxiety can also move us into a different response. And last week, we talked about how anxiety can cause us to freeze, where we become immobile in our ability to address a circumstance. and, you know, our inaction may have consequences for us. And we continue with the next aspect of how anxiety impacts our lives, and it is with the term called appease or fawn. How many of you have heard that term as it relates to anxiety? A couple of us have, and it's not one that we commonly know, but when we talk about fawning or appeasing, it's where we are in the midst of a circumstance, anxiety is wreaking havoc in our systems, and we find ourselves possibly in a very contentious situation, and we are trying to mitigate that anxiety by giving in or submitting to what the other person is demanding of us or the situation is demanding of us. We're trying to assess and mitigate that by taking it down a notch. Have y'all ever heard that? Hey, can y'all take that down a notch? Which means that you may need to check yourself and kind of maybe, you know, say some words to soothe over a dynamic or a situation. And, you know, I think that could be true for some of us. And I wonder, really, as we think about blessed are the peacemakers, you know, we come here because we hope to live peaceful lives. We hope to know that how we engage in the world and interact with one another is informed by our faith in God, right? By God's grace and by God's mercy and by God's love. And when we get into a place where we feel that we have to appease or fawn, try to mitigate a different circumstance, it may be because we're overcommitted. Let me say that word again. Sometimes it's because we may be overcommitted. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we are overcommitted. Yes, I can work my full-time job, and yes, I can volunteer and do that. Oh, and you need a dozen cookies baked for class. You got it. I can do that too. Oh, and 3 weeks from now, we're going to have this event, and we really need people to... Or maybe you are parents with kids and they're going to school, so you're doing carpool drop-off, you're doing carpool pickup, you're doing swim team in the summer, or you also have them involved in sports like baseball or basketball or soccer. And also, too, they may take music lessons, and it's almost like you're walking around with a calendar like this because you constantly have to check where you need to be and when so you don't miss something. Am I right? How does that make you feel with me listing all of that out to you this morning? Anxious. Oh my gosh. Did y'all think, oh my gosh, I got to sit down and look at my schedule for the week and see what I have on tap. And oh, let's just throw doctor's appointments in the midst of that too, right? Oh, and you need to get your driver's license renewed. And thank goodness it's not tax season because I think my head would explode, right? So here's the thing, when we are overcommitted in that way, it means we are doing so much that we may not be doing any one thing at our best or, you know, to the best of our abilities. And if we're appeasing somebody, meaning that we are trying to meet somebody else's demands on our time and our resources, it may mean that we are giving up some vital part of ourselves in order to do that. Right? So that becomes a question of, you know, I'm going to let somebody down because I'm going to miss something. Or I'm not going to do as good of a job, so maybe I'm going to let myself down because I'm not being able to give it my best. And that's hard, right? Because when we're trying to appease or mitigate this anxiety or stress, it kind of comes into how do you react in that moment? And the first might be that you are self-sacrificing, right? We just mentioned that, where you're self-sacrificing something, and sometimes self-sacrificing is helpful for the greater good until it's not. When self-sacrifice turns into self-abandonment, that you're losing yourself in order to mitigate a stressful situation. And I don't really think that this is how God wants us to live every day. Right? It's why I always invite you to take a deep breath and kind of settle into this space, because my hope is that all of these things that I've just mentioned to you, we can leave outside that walls and come in here and experience Christ's peace together. For blessed are the peacemakers, for making that space for peace in our own lives and for making space in other people's lives. So here's the hard part of this. And I don't like this word, and I don't know how well you're going to like it either. But have y'all ever heard of the word boundaries? Thank you, Thomas. Good job. Boundaries, right? We can think about it from like kids' perspective of this is my space, these are my toys, and your sibling, you're not allowed into my space or play with my toys. That's my boundary, and if you come into my space, I'm going to get really upset with you. So that's when you sneak the toy when the sibling isn't looking. Or boundaries for you, where maybe you're a person who processes things out loud. Like, right? We have external processors, you know, that have things and they're trying to figure things out, but they do it while talking. And for someone who is an internal processor, that can be very overwhelming. And yet we will sit in that space and listen, because that's what the other person needs, while our anxiety goes like this and like this and like this and like this. Or the flip can be true. As an internal processor, I may go into myself to be thinking through the dynamic, and my person is an external processor and says, why aren't you telling me anything? Why aren't you talking about this with me? And you're like, because that causes me more stress to tell you out loud. Do you see what I mean? And so those personal boundaries of how we operate and function in the world is no different in the church. Right? So my hope is for us to be peacemakers in our own lives, but also as a community, that when we look at the life of the church, there are so many places for you to do things. You can help with the AV team. You can help create the bulletin. You can teach children's church. You can help with Kids Connect. You can help with youth group. Oh, and by the way, we also have disciple Bible studies on Wednesday nights. And I want you to come and be a part of these special worship events. Oh, and by the way, we're also going to host a yard sale or a community barbecue event. And we're going to have an outreach program. We have all of these things. We have to wrestle with the fact that are we overextending ourselves? Are we overcommitted to the detriment of who we are as a church? Because I can probably, I'm 97.35% sure that once you have gotten to a certain threshold with church involvement, you're probably going to throw your hands up and say, I'm done. I can't do one more thing. And then what happens? You lose your connection to the life of the church. You lose your connection to life in God. Right? So when we think about boundaries within the life of the church, it means that we have to be really intentional about why we're doing what we're doing, how we're doing what we're doing, and what is the desired outcome from what we're doing. That we are not called to just add things into the mix for the sake of adding things into the mix so that you have to self-sacrifice or self-abandon and become overcommitted. But rather to be very intentional that the opportunities that we present yourselves or present to you as a group connect you with God, connect you with each other, and connect you with the community. That you may experience the love of God, God's grace, and God's mercy, so that you can find peace in your life and in this community and in the world. So friends, I'm going to invite you this week to kind of reflect upon these really hard topics about anxiety and how it manifests in our lives. Because I guarantee you, your anxiety's probably been like this as I've talked about it, right? So where do we find peace? Take that deep breath. Turn it over to God. And really reflect on how to continue to be true to who you are and who God has created you to be. Blessed are the peacemakers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.